Now we're going to be able to see that right here at the very beginning. Will you notice? It opens with the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi, by my messenger. He's the Western Union boy to bring the last message from God to the people. He's going to deal with those same problems that Nehemiah dealt with, which reveals he's speaking into that particular day. And one would be the defilement of the priesthood and the foreign marriages with divorce of their Israelitish wives. And believe me, God comes down hard on this. And we're going to speak on the subject of divorce when we get there. I've had quite a few letters that have come from folk that have wanted us to speak on it. Well, I just don't pick subjects. I take anything that comes up in the Word of God. If God talks about it, I'm going to talk about it. So divorce does come up here, and we'll be talking about it, and we won't hedge, I can assure you. And then the third thing, the people were neglecting giving to God the tithe and the offering. And believe me, you won't like what God has to say about those that were kidding everybody about their giving to the Lord. Oh, my. Maybe you ought not to tune in when we get there. I'll give you a warning so you won't have to listen to that particular part. Now, this that he gives us is a burden. Now, a burden is a judgment, as we've seen, a judgment from God. And it will be a very strong and rigorous rebuke that God will give to them. And that's something else I think you should note. He's addressing Israel, that is, all of the 12 tribes. You know, it's interesting, they didn't really get lost, did they? They seem to be lost for some people today, but they never were lost in any sense of the word. Now, he begins like this, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel. All the 12 tribes, there are just a remnant from each tribe back, very few from each one, but God addresses them, and very frankly, I think it went from here out to the others that had not returned, because there was communication back and forth, and the book of Nehemiah reveals that. Travelers going back and forth from their place of captivity where they had been in slavery and back to Israel. And so we are going to see that the message apparently went out to all 12 of the tribes.